Today on Seculo, mainstream media hypocrites melt down over Elon Musk's purchase of Twitter.
Keeping you informed and engaged, now more than ever. This is Seculo.
If you own all of Twitter or Facebook or what have you, you don't have to explain yourself. You don't even have to be transparent. You could secretly ban one party's candidate or all of its candidates, all of its nominees, or you could just secretly turn down the reach of their stuff and turn up the reach of something else, and the rest of us might not even find out about it till after the election.
We want to hear from you. Share and post your comments or call 1-800-684-3110.
My sense is that Elon Musk would be well served to have an independent board, maybe bring back Jack Dorsey, others to actually run the day-to-day decision-making of what content moderation is on the platform.
And now your host, Jordan Seculo.
They might ban a political candidate, maybe even a presidential candidate from a party they don't like. Oh, wait, they already did that. Ari Melbourne. MSNBC, these are not just morons. Okay, these are people that have no prep, or they're just so hypocritical in the bubble they live in that their team allows them to come out and appear to be moronic. Because Donald Trump was banned from Twitter, guys, and guess who else has been banned from Twitter? Lots of conservative activists, lots of conservative media outlets. If you even do an interview with Donald Trump, they ban you from Twitter. They dethrottle conservatives all the time. I think what you're scared about is that Elon Musk is saying, I'm going to show the world the algorithm. You're going to see how it works. See how it gets served. No other social media company is doing that. They're not ever letting you see how the sausage is made. That is turning them. They are just melting down. I want to play Brian Stelter from CNN. This is a guy no one wants to invite to any of your parties. Probably never does get invited to parties, because take a listen to this one.
That's an example of a broader question for Twitter, which is, if you get invited to something where there are no rules, where there is total freedom for everybody, do you actually want to go to that party? Or are you going to decide to stay home? And that's a question for Twitter users. Some Twitter users might love the idea that there's going to be absolutely no moderation and no rules at all. Others might not want to be anywhere near that.
I like a freedom party. Well, over a party with a bunch of mask rules and a bunch of, I got to show my papers and I got to do it this line, and I got to register this, and I got to take a test 2 days before. That's the parties they started loving. They're elite parties where they have to test all the staff and they have to still be in mask and wear their tuxedos, but they get to walk around however they want. So what he doesn't understand is the real world is we love freedom. The party we want to go to is the freedom party. We don't want to be at the party of the rule makers. We don't. And again, when you talk about freedom, and what's legal, and a party that allows all freedom, that doesn't mean you allow crime. That's not what freedom is about. So they don't even understand the terms they use, this meltdown, the fact that all of these guys are owned by billionaires and very big companies. Oh, yeah. They just don't like them. Elon Musk is not some right-wing conservative. The guy created electric cars, gets a lot of government subsidies for those electric cars, has to work with the government a lot to get those cars. What he does care about, which is a baseline to be an American, I think, and why you see Peter Thiel's and Elon Musk, who both are from immigrants, and what they're seeing is they want to protect the America they came to. They escaped what was going on in South Africa. Elon Musk didn't like apartheid, didn't want to be a part of that, escaped ultimately to America. What's to preserve what they fled to? Peter Thiel's family immigrating from Germany. They don't want us to become Europe, where they don't have freedom of speech. And we've seen that time and time again. We get kicked out of places in Europe because they don't have freedom of speech.
Oh, we've had that experience ourselves.
Yep.
As an organization. And you know, you're on that path, which we were on, where that kind of media control, which was basically censorship and viewpoint censorship, which is as the Supreme Court said, the worst kind of censorship. It's just the rules are changing and they just can't get used to it.
Yeah, absolutely. We're going to take your calls. Are you back on Twitter? Well, guess what we found out yesterday? Thousands of people,
yes,
especially in the conservative world, ended up back on a platform they had previously left. And you can find that. You just look at your numbers and you can give us a call. I want to know your thoughts. 1-800-684-3110. We know thousands of people on the other side left. And we even saw people like Jack Dorsey say, Elon is the singular solution I trust when it comes to Twitter. So people from all sides of the tech world, but Jeff Bezos not as well. He's at least floating out the questions. I mean, this is just a big competition between these guys. It'll be interesting to see how it plays out.
Billionaires Club.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. Whether it's defending religious freedom, protecting those who are persecuted for their faith, uncovering corruption in the Washington bureaucracy, and fighting to protect life in the courts and in Congress, the ACLJ would not be able to do any of this without your support. For that, we are grateful. Now there's an opportunity for you to help in a unique way. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. This is a critical time for the ACLJ. The work we do simply would not occur without your generous support. Take part in our Matching Challenge today. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org. Only when a society can agree that the most vulnerable and voiceless deserve to be protected is there any hope for that culture to survive. And that's exactly what you are saying when you stand with the American Center for Law and Justice to defend the right to life. We've created a free, powerful publication offering a panoramic view of the ACLJ's battle for the unborn. It's called Mission Life. It will show you how you are personally impacting the pro-life battle through your support. And the publication includes a look at all major ACLJ pro-life cases, how we're fighting for the rights of pro-life activists, the ramifications of Roe v. Wade 40 years later, Planned Parenthood's role in the abortion industry, and what Obamacare means to the pro-life movement. Discover the many ways your membership with the ACLJ is empowering the right to life. Request your free copy of Mission Life today online at aclj.org/gift.
Liberals, they love the Black Lives Matter protests, right? They like Antifa protests. So they're supposed to like this, like, vigorous free speech, except for you. For you, their favorite phrase, Barack Obama's favorite phrase, Joe Biden's favorite phrase, all the Democrats, content moderation. Content moderation means shutting out conservatives.
Censorship.
It is a word now that does not mean what it should mean. What it should mean is keeping criminals off of these platforms as best as possible. You know, if you got some high school kid threatening to shoot the school up, figuring that how do you get that data as quickly as possible? How do you not let the criminal elements use it to sell drugs? Okay, it's trafficking. We get that. That's the real. But that's not what content moderation means anymore when Barack Obama says it. It doesn't mean that when the liberals say it. It means shutting down conservative dissent. We are disruptors, folks. We question authority. We question the FBI. We don't trust the FBI. We question the CIA. We don't just blanketly trust them anymore, especially after what they did to President Trump for 4 years and the fighting back we've had to do. We don't trust law enforcement like at the federal level. We don't trust the seventh floor at the FBI. We don't trust all members of Congress. And we certainly don't trust the executive branch. You question. We disrupt it. You want to fight back. And every time they move, you want to say, why? Are you trying to get us into a war in Ukraine? We want to know that. Why are you trying to shut us up? Always, the dissenters. We got it, again, this idea that there will be one platform that maybe, if Elon Musk does the right thing, we'll be able to actually share our quick takes without having to go through three internal checks in our own organization to make sure we're not going to get banned by saying how we feel. I could actually go back to Twitter, hopefully, very soon, and actually give you my opinion on things in real time.
Yeah, I think people are hopeful of that. We actually saw that yesterday as people started to kind of flock back to Twitter, a platform that most of us had at least left when it came to sort of the fun side of Twitter. I know some people still kept their business side maybe going on there, but the fun part of Twitter had largely left. It had been it's now just you know people's horrible opinions, threatening you. As you said, content moderation didn't even mean what it did a year ago, which was, let's say someone put a death threat out towards you, which maybe they did or maybe they didn't multiple times towards us. You could notify Twitter, usually within 24 hours, they had banned that person. I can tell you firsthand that even started to fade away in the last 6 months or so, as people still continued to post those things. and it would not matter. They would no longer take them seriously. But what they would do is they would allow Vladimir Putin to still have an account. They would allow to have an account. But again, President Trump, no, that was too far. I mean, people are seeing past the hypocrisy. And when you saw those clips yesterday and you saw almost on cue the liberal media and the mainstream media,
well, they're in meltdown.
Just responding in the way that you fully expected them to, and Elizabeth Warren and all these people to actually say really the talking points that a lot of conservatives have been saying, which is, what happens? They could turn your speech down. What could happen? They could ban political candidates without a
one side.
Without any sense of hypocrisy, without any sense of sarcasm in their voice. When they say these things, you look at it, you cannot believe these are the words coming out of the mouth of people.
Can we play the Ari Melber fight?
Yes, Ari Melber, the worst of the worst. Him and Brian Stetler, I hope they joined together, start a streaming service nobody wants. Let's take a listen.
That didn't work out so well.
I'm saying, let them have their 300 people and take a listen.
And their party with no freedom.
And their party with no freedom.
Yeah, it's a fun party.
Look, it's a good week when CNN Plus folds and Twitter is bought by Elon Musk. At least we could say a free speech advocate, even if he's not necessarily on everyone's political spectrum.
Doesn't matter. It's free speech.
He's a guy who cares a lot about free speech and, is willing to
push money. They are so nervous that someone's going to say, oh, we could hear both sides of the issue. They're freaking out over the fact that we're going to not have viewpoint discrimination. Listen to Ari Melber.
If you own all of Twitter or Facebook or what have you, you don't have to explain yourself. You don't even have to be transparent. You could secretly ban one party's candidate or all of its candidates, all of its nominees, or you could just secretly turn down the reach of their stuff and turn up the reach of something else, and the rest of us might not even find out about it till after the election.
You mean, Ari, exactly what happened?
Yeah.
Where they started, and they don't just have to ban you. They could not serve your content.
They have banned. They banned Donald Trump.
Of course they did.
A president of the United States.
Do these people not think we know this?
No, they live in a bubble. They're psychotic. They are morons. They have horrible staff prepping them because they should have known that every conservative was going to be on top of them, calling them out for what they are, which is the fact that he read that from the teleprompter.
Somebody wrote it for him.
And he prepped that. They've got no sense of where they are.
No sense of reality. They actually think this.
No sense. They don't live in the real world. I want to go to the Freedom Party. I don't want to go to the CNN Plus Brian Stelter Party of content moderators. That's boring. I want to go to a place where I can have a fight, a verbal fight, fight back, have a discussion. Like, this is the fact. This is what America is about. Post something offensive, I'll post something just as offensive back to you. We all have our different ways to offend each other. That's what America is about. Go back to your founding fathers saying horrible things about each other constantly. It's how you get to debate. And some debates are nasty. Yeah, but see, this is all about just typing. This is not duels.
I know.
This is just so much less than actually going face to face in the town square.
No, this is not. True. No.
I mean,
but it is a town square.
It is.
Let's be clear.
And he acknowledges that. And guess who wins when you put the ideas forward in the town square? We do.
The fact is
we've been shut out of media for way too long. So we have broadcasts like ours to get the truth out. But the mainstream media has tried to control the world and control the narrative. And so for too long, they've been they controlled. Then these platforms popped up, and suddenly people said, oh, there's new ideas about, like, I want to be pro-American. I want to be a nationalist. I want to be a populist. I want to take care of my country. And you know what their response to that was? You're a racist because you love your country.
Yeah, now they're saying that to the guy who pretty much is single-handedly probably responsible for the biggest environmental shift in the automobile industry and not inviting him to the White. They do a electric car summit, and who doesn't get invited is Tesla.
Elon Musk.
Because, which is arguably probably the person who took the most heat over electric cars.
And is doing space exploration.
And it's doing everything the government stopped doing. And it's pretty wild.
Here's the thing that I think we have to be clear. The reason the mainstream media is reacting this way is because they know once you have information come out and people can actually get both sides of a story or four sides of a story because there's multiple sides of these issues, that what happens is people start thinking again. And right now we've got everybody in their little zone of where they're going to get their information. So why is the left freaking out, which they are, over the fact that a guy finally steps up to the plate and says, you know what, I'm just going to buy Twitter because it's censoring speech. And I've got the right to. And then Twitter blew it off at first until what? Until he made an offer they had to take.
Yeah, I love this one from the ACLU. This is the ACLU.
Oh, please.
In today's world, a small handful of private tech companies, by the way, who they take donations from, including Twitter, play a profound and unique role in enabling our right to express ourselves online. We should be worried about any powerful central actor, whether it's a government or wealthy individual, even an ACLU member, which I guess Elon Musk they're implying might be a major donor to the ACLU. And they still don't. They still come out and say, now they take money from these groups. They take, I guarantee you, they take Zuckerberg.
I believe you said Elon Musk was one of their top donors.
But the ACLU used to be a free speech organization. They are not
they
anymore.
They would be at the Freedom Party that Brian Stelter was so afraid of, because they would invite lots of strange actors. But now they're just in tune with defund the police and shut up conservatives.
Yeah, and there was a clip from about a month ago from Bill Maher's program. Again, someone who, oddly enough, people have started to really respect as he comes around a little bit. As someone who is maybe a true liberal, a true Democrat, something that we don't really hear about a lot anymore. You hear a lot of censors. You hear a lot of people who don't understand what liberalism even meant. Let's hear from Bill Maher about the ACLU just about a month ago.
The ACLU has long been synonymous with freedom of speech. They defended it from even the most hated groups like the Nazis, the Klan, even the Jehovah's Witnesses. It was never about what you were saying. It was about the liberal principle of your right to say it. Well, they have new guidelines now, namely that before taking a case, ACL lawyers should consider if the case might cause offense to marginalized groups, or if a potential client's values are contrary to our values. Contrary to our values? Your values are free speech and the First Amendment. Those are your values. Your whole purpose in life is not to be worried about offense to marginalized groups, because we understand that free speech is an even more important value than never being offended.
Free speech used to be used by marginalized groups. Look at the social protest movements of the 1950s. Black Americans, Dr. King, others utilized freedom of speech, civil protest, civil disobedience to put out their position. Now the ACLU would have to say, do we really believe that those positions, even though we support free speech supposedly, but would we like the end result of that speech? This was a group that represented the Nazis' right to march in Skokie, and now they're complaining about a free speech forum that might now exist back on Twitter.
No, they're socialist communists that want to control the network. They're no longer free speech advocates, and that's why you don't even hear about them anymore. Truth be told.
Yeah, they've gone to the land
days
of
irrelevancy. Like today, Bill Maher's right. What they exist for, they don't do. And it's groups like us who are actually standing up for the little guys and saying, yeah, we have a voice. We did it for the Tea Party, tried to shut down that movement and with the IRS and the FBI. Remember, that's why I said no respect for the FBI, no respect for those DOJ, no respect for our government. We question everything now because we've seen them turn the tools against.
Yeah, we have.
We've seen the government turn these tools against candidates and political parties and political viewpoints. They're trying to kick people off from being candidates even because they don't like their viewpoints. Well, if that's what people want to elect, they should be able to elect and choose who they want to elect.
We should talk about that in the next segment. That is a real problem. This idea that you can remove a candidate because you don't like their position by a court.
Only when a society can agree that the most vulnerable and voiceless deserve to be protected is there any hope for that culture to survive. And that's exactly what you are saying when you stand with the American Center for Law and Justice to defend the right to life. We've created a free, powerful publication offering a panoramic view of the ACLJ's battle for the unborn. It's called Mission Life. It will show you how you are personally impacting the pro-life battle through your support. And the publication includes a look at all major ACLJ pro-life cases, how we're fighting for the rights of pro-life activists, the ramifications of Roe v. Wade 40 years later, Planned Parenthood's role in the abortion industry, and what Obamacare means to the pro-life movement. Discover the many ways your membership with the ACLJ is empowering the right to life. Request your free copy of Mission Life today online at aclj.org/gift. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. Whether it's defending religious freedom, protecting those who are persecuted for their faith, uncovering corruption in the Washington bureaucracy, and fighting to protect life in the courts and in Congress, the ACLJ would not be able to do any of this without your support. For that, we are grateful. Now there's an opportunity for you to help in a unique way. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. This is a critical time for the ACLJ. The work we do simply would not occur without your generous support. Take part in our matching challenge today. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org.
Communist Elizabeth Warren, she wrote in about this. Just love to get her viewpoint because it really matters so much. This deal is dangerous for our democracy. This is a socialist. Doesn't even believe in the Democratic Republic and the free market. She thinks the free market is racist and unfair and sexist. And I mean, the list goes on. It's like xenophobic to be a free market. Again, the idea that putting an American flag up now makes you a white nationalist. Remember, that's the narrative they created. So then they can kick you off of social media because if you got like an American flag in your logo, you shouldn't be there. There's something wrong with you. Oh, you stand your kids do the Pledge of Allegiance. You stand for the national anthem. You racist. I mean, that's remember the viewpoint. Now, Elon Musk is not saying I want to kick those people off.
No, he's saying stay on.
His tweet, which I retweeted out, which I thought was a great tweet, it was yesterday, I hope that even my worst critics remain on Twitter because that is what free speech means.
You know, I'm going to say this because we started this organization many decades ago now, and we represented controversial speech. When you were blockading an abortion clinic in the 1980s, that was controversial speech, okay? When you were speaking out, when a student gathered around, remember this, in the 1990s, a student praying in front of a flagpole was deemed controversial speech. It would be censored today. So what I find interesting here is Jeff Bezos, Washington Post, Amazon. Yeah. Interesting question. Did the Chinese government just gain a bit of leverage over the town square? This is coming from the guy who owns Amazon, who, by the way, the Chinese government uses on their servers. But also, those people that use, and I do, Amazon, guess where a lot of your products come from? China. So, you know, this billionaire clash is interesting. But here's the question I want to ask our audience. I really want to know the answer to this. A lot of you went off Twitter, or you just stopped looking at it.
But China bans Twitter, so even to get on it there, you've got to use a VPN. And so it's like they have no influence over it.
But here's what I want to know from our audience. You got this change coming. Are you going to go back on? Are you going to be participating in the town square now if, in fact, they allow free speech on this broad base? 1-800-684-3110. Are you on Twitter? Have you stayed on? What have your responses been? Or are you thinking about going back on now? 800-684-3110.
Yeah, because I think, and listen, you got to give him some time. You know, since when Donald Trump was talking about draining the swamp, Elon Musk has to drain a swamp at Twitter. I mean, you're talking about the group who, you remember, they said, I'm going to quit. First of all, a lot of them won't quit because they get paid a lot to work at these companies. And so second, he's going to have to come in and clear house a lot of bad actors. Now, you can't clear everybody because you can keep the thing working. So you got to figure out who's going to be the problem people. Now, it's easier to drain a corporate swamp than it is the U.S. government that Donald Trump was talking about, but he will still get that backlash internally. This is a giant corporation that has got a lot of angry people in it right now, particularly angry at him. So you got to give him time. This is not going to be fixed in a day. Remember, Twitter just this weekend announcing that they were going to start content moderating if they didn't like what you were talking about, the climate. So he's got to fight back on a lot of issues. Where I see that as a problem is you talk about American energy independence. That would then, I guess, trigger some climate. They would put some kind of notice on your message about climate. But again, this is just a political viewpoint that's mainstream in America that we should go back to being American energy independent. I mean, half the country or more believes that they're good with drilling. They're good with more fracking. They're good with more natural gas. They're good with Keystone XL. That's at least half the country. It's not like it's not even a minority viewpoint. And if it was, that should still be protected too. This idea that they were announcing even this past weekend while this was all going down, how they were going to stop more of your ability to speak out. 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110 to join us on the air.
You know, I find it fascinating when you look at the comments. You mentioned Elizabeth Warren. I mentioned Jeff Bezos. And yet Elon Musk is the one who's saying, hey, I want those that disagree with me to stay on. While, as we said earlier, the American Civil Liberties Union, the champions of free speech as they were known as, they're saying, quote, in today's world, a small handful of private tech companies, including Twitter, play a profound and unique role enabling our rights to express ourselves online. We should be worried about any powerful central actor, whether it's a government or any wealthy individual, even if it's an ACLU member, having so much control over the boundaries of her political speech online. But it wasn't a problem when it was owned by the other people, right? Okay, let's think about this for a moment. You got a new ownership coming in with Elon Musk leading a group coming in.
What the Saudis were owning it, had a 10% share before. Right. They had no problem with that.
No problem with that. The reason he's coming in is because he wants to make sure that there is a First Amendment free speech public forum, basically, a town square on social media. That's what he's trying to do. What do they want, the ACLU? Oh, that makes me nervous. Because what? Because you're going to have free speech on both sides of the issue? And then you got Ari Melber, as we already said, saying, oh, they could, you know, if we let one guy do this, we can end up having one side of the political debate silenced. You mean like what happened?
It is happening right now.
Of course.
Facebook does that to the entire right every
day. That's why we're on Rumble.
Yeah. I mean, it's happening. You have millions and millions of followers. It means nothing now. Your message doesn't get out because they de-throttle you. Listen, Ari Melber knew the terms. So he's acting like he thinks this is a new thing, but yet his team writing his teleprompter knew how to they use the word de-throttle and all these terms that we're used to now dealing with these social
media. Because we get it.
Because they're the ones benefiting from it. Because Lord knows they need all the help they can get to keep their networks afloat. And their paychecks coming in because people just don't want to listen to it and they're sick and tired of being told. I mean, the idea that their whole thing is, who wants to go to a freedom party? Brian Stelter, who wants to go to your party? I mean, seriously.
Obviously not many.
A media critic of critics of your own thing that didn't work and probably won't be on TV, I think, within 3 or 4 months from now. Which again, that's how our market works. People don't want to watch him. They don't want to watch the anti-freedom guy talk about the parties he doesn't get invited to because, again, this idea that they want to go to content moderator parties. It's a
let's take Elizabeth's call before the break.
Yeah, hey, Elizabeth, welcome to Seculo. You're on the air.
Oh, I'm so thrilled. I've listened to your show for years.
Great.
I actually got to meet Jay at the Loveless Cafe in Nashville. But I have a quick question, and that
biscuits
is...
biscuits at that cafe, but go ahead.
Yeah. Quick question on why there's no mention. When we mention, Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos together, there's no mention whatsoever of George Soros and how much he's been controlling so many things.
Oh, because he's
I haven't heard.
Because he's that's their, Elizabeth, because that's their teammate.
He's their benefactor.
He's their biggest benefactor. He's their teammate. He's their support mechanism. The thing that's so ironic here, they're acting as if Elon Musk is some right-wing conservative. He's a conservative because he said what? I think we should have a free speech access on a public town square that now looks like Twitter. That makes him a conservative. Great, we're conservatives.
Yeah,
I mean, but who wants censorship like this?
The liberals, because
right.
That's how they survive, is by controlling what you get access to, so that even that we're all having to be extra careful not to get thrown off of all these platforms, or we do get flagged on these platforms. It's a real issue. We don't have time to take the call.
We can't play. Do we have time for Senator Claire McCaskill's statement? Because I found this particularly offensive. Let's play it. Number 16.
But, this is a weird guy. And it's going to be a private company. I'm confused about what to do. We all use Twitter. Do I stop or do I wait and see what happens?
Please stop. You're a loser candidate. You got voted out by your own people in Missouri. And you're calling people names. So, gross.
Yeah, I mean, he's a weird guy.
Did any of your children create a multi-billion dollar? Did they create electric cars? Did they go to space? Did they figure out how to do all your liberal favorite things to do? He did. So he's weird now? Now he's a weird guy? I mean, the Democrats can call names like that? I thought that's like really bad. Shouldn't she get canceled now for calling someone weird?
Yeah, well, especially in this situation.
Twitter, under their current leadership until he takes over, should be deactivating her account right now.
Right, because she's shaming somebody.
Yeah, shaming.
All right, we're going to take your calls at 800-684-3110. Rick Grinnell joining us after the break. Don't forget, support the work of the ACLJ at aclj.org.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org.
keeping you informed and engaged. Now, more than ever. This is Seculo. And now your host, Jordan Seculo.
Hey, welcome back to Seculo. We are taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. And folks, again, we're asking folks, are they going to be back on Twitter? Are they going to be back on the platform where a lot of people, I think, enjoyed the back and forth. They got a lot of breaking news. The news was able to cut through the mainstream media. Didn't matter if they were in a commercial break. You got the news. You got the news there before it even got the notification on your phone. You got insight from reporters. You got that were tweeting out things that they may not have yet gone on television yet to do their story. So you get it ahead of time. And so, you know, we use it pretty actively, especially still for our radio broadcast and for our TV broadcast and things like that. But what I will tell you is where I stopped using it for the most part is I hardly ever just go on and start giving hot takes, because that's real opinion. And real opinion means it's raw. And I could be, you know, getting the ACLJ flagged and getting us flagged. So if he builds a platform that we can go back and trust, that's the big key. Can we go back and trust? Now it's up to him. He's got to make it a platform we're going to actually trust.
But you said it's going to take him some time to get it done.
Oh yeah, it's a swamp. It's a swamp just like DC, but this is the tech world swamp.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. We can go to Rebecca in Rhode Island online too. First, hey Rebecca.
Hi. Hey. I got Twitter banned back when Trump got banned as well. And the only way I would go back on Twitter is if they let Donald Trump back on.
You know, it's interesting. There was some indication that from the former president that he was not going to go back on. Now, I don't know if that's because of his situation with Truth Social, and maybe he can't. My view is this. Let me where I'll disagree a little bit with you, Rebecca. I understand what your position is. If they're going to allow, listen, we stayed on, albeit at reduced engagement, right? I mean, we had reduced engagement, but we stayed on. So the question really for us is, now that Elon Musk is going to take this over and it's going to open up to free speech, will we engage more? And I think the answer is yes. We're going to give it a try. We're engaging already. But I don't think my right of free speech is dependent on what President Trump does. And President Trump may or may not go on there, and he may, because of his own social media platform, he may decide not to for business reasons. I have no idea. I think that should not be a hindrance for conservatives to go back on Twitter, if Twitter, in fact, lives up to the expectations.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, that's going to be the big question that everyone's got to ask. Let's go to Renee in Michigan online four. Hey, Renee.
Hey, guys. Listen to your program practically every day, and I have for years. But I'd just like to say kudos for Elon, someone who is finally powerful enough to stand up against Twitter and protect not just conservative views and rights as far as speech is concerned, but our First Amendment right. Now, I haven't been on Twitter in years. I've gotten to the point, social media, it just doesn't interest me a lot, but knowing that I could go there and, yep, say the things that I want to say, again, I'm not breaking the law, this is my opinion. I might consider that, but going back full-fledged, no, probably not.
Well, it depends. I think you wait and see what actually happens, Renee. Now, I think I added yesterday, Will, what was the number we thought, about 10,000 followers on Twitter yesterday just from the announcement? And we stayed on Twitter even during all this censorship nonsense. Like, we're on Facebook, but we really promote Rumble. Why? Because with Rumble, I'm not worried about getting a stamp on false information when I'm reading from a court document, which is what happens on Facebook. So we've already gone to alternative platforms. But if the largest social media platform, like in that kind of space, Twitter, is going to actually open up to free speech again, we're going to be more robust. You said you're going to be more robust.
Yeah, exactly. Once I know the change has been made, once the algorithm is released, and he's pledged to do that. Rick Rennell is going to be joining us next segment of the broadcast. We're going to get into this. Of course, he's active on there. He's been banned before on Twitter just for going after liberals in a discussion, in a debate. The amount of hate that he gets back on social media is pretty amazing. That doesn't get censored, doesn't get moderated. I don't think he cares. But he's also got some new information too on the Biden administration and and Russian oil, which has not gotten a lot of news yet, which is pretty big deal. We'll be joined by Rick Rennell when we come back on Seculo.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. Whether it's defending religious freedom, protecting those who are persecuted for their faith, uncovering corruption in the Washington bureaucracy, and fighting to protect life in the courts and in Congress, the ACLJ would not be able to do any of this without your support. For that, we are grateful. Now there's an opportunity for you to help in a unique way. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. This is a critical time for the ACLJ. The work we do simply would not occur without your generous support. Take part in our Matching Challenge today. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org. Only when a society can agree that the most vulnerable and voiceless deserve to be protected is there any hope for that culture to survive. And that's exactly what you are saying when you stand with the American Center for Law and Justice to defend the right to life. We've created a free, powerful publication offering a panoramic view of the ACLJ's battle for the unborn. It's called Mission Life. It will show you how you are personally impacting the pro-life battle through your support. And the publication includes a look at all major ACLJ pro-life cases, how we're fighting for the rights of pro-life activists, the ramifications of Roe v. Wade 40 years later, Planned Parenthood's role in the abortion industry, and what Obamacare means to the pro-life movement. Discover the many ways your membership with the ACLJ is empowering the right to life. Request your free copy of Mission Life today online at aclj.org/gift.
So, you know, of course, the biggest news really in the past 24 hours was, and we've seen it kind of played out over the last 10 days, is the Elon Musk purchase of Twitter, the pledge to open source Twitter's algorithm so that all the de-throttling we're talking about, that's going to be something that people can actually see how the algorithm works. No other social media companies are doing that yet, especially the big guys. And he's welcoming back, you know, to be a free speech world. Now, I think he's got a swamp to drain. So give the man some time and a push to even get the purchase. His heart is in the right place, it appears, which is that he wants more free speech. As he said, if you hate me, if you don't like me, I hope you stay on Twitter, because that's the whole point, is that we're going to have everybody on Twitter expressing their views. Rick Rennell is joining us, our senior advisor for foreign policy and national security. Rick, I wanted to touch, before getting to Twitter, you sent us some news, which is not getting reported a lot. And it's pretty shocking because they've taken this very, you know, that we've got our Secretary of Defense over there, our Secretary of State is over in Europe, they were in Ukraine, and now we find out that the Biden administration has pushed Germany to delay their Russian oil ban till after the midterm elections to keep the price down?
It's truly outrageous.
Unreal.
It's a total manipulation of the you know, politics of government power. And I'm concerned that what we have here is a willingness by the Biden team to allow Russia to continue getting money, to continue being on the offense through this gas and oil money that they receive, even though they're sanctioned. And they're doing it just simply to make the pain not so bad at the pump in the United States. Now, the terrible situation is that we already feel this incredible pain at the pump. People can't afford to fill up their cars at this price. You know, they're having to make sacrifices in other areas. There's just no question about that. And now what we see is the Biden team allowing Russia, the same group that said Russia, 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 collusion hoax everywhere, is now allowing Russia to get more money just so that they can do better in the midterm.
I want everybody to understand this. I think this is really important what Rick's saying. So you've got a war going on in Eastern Europe right now between Russia and Ukraine. And Eastern European countries are in the midst of this. And the United States, of course, is giving a lot of aid, military equipment aid to Ukraine. Meanwhile, the way to choke off the Russian juggernaut economically would be to stop the oil imports. But instead of stopping the oil imports now, while we're saying all these things about Putin, and we want the Ukrainians to be able to succeed, this is the position of the United States, makes sense. They're saying, but don't ban the oil imports until after the midterms. Now, Rick, this is, first of all, this is not only, it's repulsive. People are dying in these countries on both sides.
Yeah.
I mean, it's Russian soldiers, Ukrainian soldiers. I mean, this is a real war. And Eastern Europe could implode here. And an easy way to have some economic impact would be the Russian oil exports stopping. But the Biden administration is saying, wait until after the midterms, because that's going to help us politically?
Let me put it into a different category as well, Jay. If we would have been able to squeeze Russia and not buy their gas and oil, and squeeze them of money, they would have fewer dollars to be on the offense. I believe if Germany would have stopped immediately a couple weeks ago instead of bowing to the pressure of the Biden administration, Russia may not be going into Moldova like they are right now. They are expanding beyond Ukraine. They're going into Moldova. This is escalating because Russia has money. Who's giving Russia money? The Biden administration is doing it at least until November, because they want to do better in the midterm elections.
You know, the thing, well, of course, one of the things I'm concerned about is, and we talked about this in our pre-radio meeting, is the United States going to get, Rick, and then Jordan's got a question, going to get dragged into a war where we've got to have troops on the ground? And I just, that to me is a no-win situation for the United States.
Correct. And guess who's right next to Moldova is Romania.
I know.
So now you've got Poland. There's word today that Russia is cutting off Poland's energy. So they're weaponizing energy every chance they can get. And here the Biden team is working with Germany to help weaponize it.
You know, Rick, I want to talk to you about the Elon Musk move, because the meltdown on the left, and you're active on Twitter, you get attacked on Twitter, you've got people trolling you all the time on Twitter, nasty stuff. I don't see them, by the way, getting their accounts deleted, nor are we saying they should. But the fact that we've got MSNBC and Ari Melber saying, you know, with this kind of power, he could take down a major political candidate off of Twitter, like that. Like, they don't know that that's happened, or that they could dethrottle a whole political party's viewpoint. Like, that hasn't happened before. And then we saw Brian Stelter say, you know, do you really want to go to the Freedom Party? I mean, Rick, that's the party I want to go to, the Freedom Party. I don't want to go to the Content Moderator Party.
Yeah, what I said on Twitter was happy birthday to Ari Melber, who seems to be have born yesterday, because he's been living under a rock. He's complaining that Elon Musk just may shadow ban people that he doesn't agree with, which has been happening on Twitter. He's suggesting that somehow Democratic politicians may now be canceled off social media. Despite the fact that Charlie Kirk right now is off Twitter. He's been banned from Twitter. You've got Donald Trump, who's been off for a long time. Where is the MSNBC crowd? Where have they been living? Where have they, what have they been reading? Because they clearly haven't been reading anything outside of their newsroom. For Ari Melber to go off and suggest that Elon Musk may do this and miss the fact that Jack Dorsey has been doing this is the height of the problem of Washington, D.C.
My concern with this, Rick, first of all, I think the idea that Twitter would become more of a public forum in the sense of the marketplace of ideas, which was the original idea, I think is a good thing. And the idea that you're not going to censor a viewpoint. I mean, I've spent my entire career going to court to stop viewpoint discrimination. And we'll let this side of the debate in, but we won't let this side of the debate in. It seems to me, though, that what we're seeing is the hypocrisy of the left in a very significant way. They don't, you know, when Stelter says, I don't want the Freedom Party. I mean, I'm thinking about, how do you make that argument in the Supreme Court of the United States? We're for limited freedom of speech. We're for viewpoint appropriate freedom of speech, which the ACLU, by the way, is now advocating too. The so-called champions of liberty. I remember when they actually were, but they're not anymore.
Thank God for ACLJ for doing these fights, because without the ACLJ, we wouldn't be able to see some of this. But
Look, the reality is Elon Musk is not a conservative. He's not a Republican. Right. He is just somebody who's really frustrated by the left right now. And that's one of the key talking points that we can make is we conservatives have been ostracized so much by big tech that even the people that are not conservatives or Republicans have noticed and are acting out and spending billions of dollars to fix. That's really the key message here. And I love your point, Jay, about letting ideas out there. We have the power on social media. You can block people that are annoying, that you don't want to hear from. I encourage people to listen to the other side. I follow a lot of people from the left, and I, you know, a lot of times they get me outraged, but I want to hear what they're saying, and sometimes they make me think, and I can have a better argument when I see this. But you don't like someone, you have the power to block them, and the power is in your hands. It shouldn't be in the hands of big tech.
I want to take this caller, Pat in New Mexico, online too. Hey, Pat, welcome to Secular. You're on the air with us.
Oh, hi. Thanks for taking my call. And I just wanted to comment that on Saturday Night Live, Musk said that he's autistic.
Yep.
And his accomplishments, I think, are encouraging to autistic people and, you know, especially to autistic children and their parents. And he just really thinks differently. And that's all I, you know, just my comment.
I found that what made that so interesting when he did say that publicly, which I was very proud of him to do, and I'm sure a lot of people knew that. But then for Claire McCaskill to make fun of him. Yesterday. I'm going to play that bite again.
Yeah.
Play it. Let's go.
But, you know, this is a weird guy. And it's going to be a private company.
That would get any of us canceled.
Wait, right away. Should. No, I don't believe in cancellation.
But,
so,
but today,
you would be canceled for that, Rick, if you said he's a weird guy and he happens to be autistic.
Well, I'm thankful for Pat, the caller, and her comment, because really what I think she's saying is we're all God's children.
Right.
And the reality is that I love that song about if we are the body, why are our hands and feet not moving out to reach other people? That's what we have to get back to, tolerance and diversity. You don't have to clap and approve of someone's opinion, but let them have their opinion.
100%. Thanks, Rick. We appreciate it as always. Folks, we want you to support the work of the American Center for Law and Justice because we actually stand up for free speech. 1-800-684-3110 if you want to talk to us on air. But if you want to be part of our matching challenge in the last couple of days here, ACLJ.org.
Okay, that's ACLJ.org. And be part of the broadcast. You still got a segment up. If you call now, you get on the air. 1-800-684-3110. Your thoughts on the liberal meltdown with Elon Musk taking over Twitter. We want to hear from you. 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Support our work. Be part of this matching challenge. Donate today, ACLJ.org.
Only when a society can agree that the most vulnerable and voiceless deserve to be protected is there any hope for that culture to survive. And that's exactly what you are saying when you stand with the American Center for Law and Justice to defend the right to life. We've created a free, powerful publication offering a panoramic view of the ACLJ's battle for the unborn. It's called Mission Life. It will show you how you are personally impacting the pro-life battle through your support. And the publication includes a look at all major ACLJ pro-life cases, how we're fighting for the rights of pro-life activists, the ramifications of Roe v. Wade 40 years later, Planned Parenthood's role in the abortion industry, and what Obamacare means to the pro-life movement. Discover the many ways your membership with the ACLJ is empowering the right to life. Request your free copy of Mission Life today online at aclj.org/gift. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. Whether it's defending religious freedom, protecting those who are persecuted for their faith, uncovering corruption in the Washington bureaucracy, and fighting to protect life in the courts and in Congress, the ACLJ would not be able to do any of this without your support. For that, we are grateful. Now there's an opportunity for you to help in a unique way. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's matching challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. This is a critical time for the ACLJ. The work we do simply would not occur without your generous support. Take part in our matching challenge today. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org.
To Secular, we're taking your phone calls to 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Pat on YouTube wrote in, the beauty of free speech is that sometimes you're going to hear things you disagree with. I mean, I think we've gotten so far from that. And we're also creating a culture, kids, who are getting pretty far from that too, that also, like, they're only going to hear one opinion and you demonize
the other side.
The other opinion. It means, you know, if you fly an American flag, if you stand up for the national anthem, if you say that you're a patriot, you're pro-America, you're a racist. If you don't want to erase the history of our founding fathers, you're a racist. I mean, I went to George Washington University. It's not a conservative school by any means, but also the mascot is the Colonials. Okay, so you can see some issues that could also be arising. I mean, will that school still be George Washington University by the time my kids are going to college? I wouldn't say yes right now. I definitely wouldn't say yes.
You went to Georgetown too, which is
Georgetown. Also, all these things. Yeah, they have ties back to the King of England, the Queen of England, and so these terms. I mean, again, in GW, the mascot being the Colonial. You know, they got rid of first like the rebels, right, and those ideas. And first it was that. Now is it going to be our founding fathers? And the idea that you just, instead of telling the good and the bad about everybody, but not 100% demonizing everything and everybody, the fact that, you know, white kids get demonized now at school, it's all wrong. And now we're going to have more platforms to speak out about it. Because we're in the majority on these issues when we're able to figure that out, when
because
we're all able to talk.
Generally, when they think about it, support freedom of speech.
Yes.
But this is what Dick Durbin said. Asked whether Musk's acquisition on Twitter was a cause for concern. Absolutely it does. He said he wants to make it a global message board. My first question to him, is your message board going to include Donald Trump? That's a key question. If he lets that man rant and rave on Twitter, not in the best interests of America's future. But letting the Ayatollah rant and rave is fine. Or Putin. No, that's fine. Or how about this one from Mark Warner? Talk about the love of regulation. He says, I've got some concerns. I think it will have to go through some level of appropriate regulatory review, and I'm doing some of my own checking. Well, what appropriate regulatory review? I mean, what are they talking about? It's a private business that's been sold to a new owner who says, I'm going to open it up for free speech. Like George says, he's got to clear the swamp. It's not going to be an easy task. He's got a Herculean task ahead of him.
Oh,
yeah. He's up to it, but he's got a Herculean task ahead of him.
Was getting the company, even though he had the resources. Remember, they were mocking him a week ago, saying he's not rich enough. He's the richest guy in the world, and he wasn't rich enough. Well, he proved them wrong. Then he's got their company.
Yep.
Now they're all saying, keep those guys around. Let's not. Let's boot them to the curb. If Elon Musk wants to do the right thing, everybody on that board needs to be booted. Everybody in leadership needs to be booted out, and most of the staff there. Now, I mean, there's probably the tech-in staff that's not opinionated. They need them, obviously, to run the platform. But get all these moderators, just shut it down and restart with real what it should be, which is looking out for criminal activity. That's it.
Will, are you
criminal
saying
activity?
Who are you saying is calling Elon Musk?
Merkley. It's in that sheet you have.
Yeah, calling him an oligarch, Senator Merkley from Oregon. He says he's an oligarch. I mean, first of all, that's got a connotation right now that's very specific.
Yeah, that's right. Oligarch is specific to these Eastern Europeans, fall of Soviet Union. Yes, he's the richest man in the world, but we don't put them in that group because they operate under Western rules.
It's always a concern when an oligarch may be owning the town square, so they can demonize him, which they already have. Interesting. Pat on YouTube said the beauty of free speech is that sometimes you're going to hear things you disagree with. I don't know how many times I said that at the Supreme Court. Countless. This is interesting also coming in from Rumble. I don't use Twitter, never have. That being said, thank you, with all caps, Elon Musk. I'm so enjoying the mainstream media and political meltdown. And Jordan, they are really melting down over this. It's unreal.
Well, listen, CNN is in trouble. They've already been bought out, so most of their opinion shows are going to be gone. CNN Plus failed. They tried to revive the career of Chris Wallace, who no one wanted to watch in the first place, and Fox News was happy to see go. And what did they think? That people are going to pay to watch Chris Wallace? No. They don't pay to see some old dude. No one's going to pay to see an old, angry guy who has no opinion on either side try to play. Well, play like he has no opinion on either side, but is really a true-blooded Democrat, partisan hack. And people don't want to pay for that. You can get it for free on MSNBC as long as that stays, you know, viable. We'll see. But the truth is that people want to go to places where they're not, it's not necessarily they agree 100%, but you could ask questions. You don't accept authority on everything. You don't just, I mean, why would we do that anymore? We've seen the real witch hunts in real life.
No, yes, we have.
It's still going. They're the people in authority. I don't respect them. I will broadly say, I start out with this view. I do not respect you if you work for the federal government at a top level. Prove to me why I should. That's the opposite of how we used to think of Americans. That's unfortunate.
Yep.
Because I used to think that, you know what, I could respect the FBI director. Now, I do not respect you. You've got to prove it to me. And like this current guy, who is it? He's been just hanging around, right?
The ghost.
While 59%, there's been an increase in 59% of amount of police officers killed. And he gets he barely, because the Biden administration doesn't put him out, so he barely gets that message out. He says a huge issue, the biggest issue with law enforcement, the amount of police being killed.
Carmen on Facebook writes, liberals are afraid that conservatives will do what they are guilty of doing. Well, conservatives don't censor other viewpoints.
No.
Liberals, obviously, not classic liberalism, but the liberal of today. I don't even like calling it that. It's
you
want
to pay
left.
More for gas or not? Vote for me. You know, I mean, that's you're going to win the debate. You want to go to war? You want to send your kid to go die for Ukraine or not? Vote for me. You will win if you get these messages out. They don't want the messages out. They want your kids going to die in Ukraine, most of the mainstream media. That's what they're pushing for.
Well, they're sure covering. You know, that's why I raised that with Rick. And
it won't be their kids, remember.
But here's what I'm so concerned. I mean, I know we're going to touch this tomorrow on the broadcast, but I want to say this. We're getting dangerously close in Ukraine, dangerously close to U.S. engagement. And this is how a world war starts. And we'll talk to Wes Smith, Colonel Smith, about that tomorrow on the broadcast. We were going to do it in this last segment, but there's so much happening right now that we really need to get there. And this is the problem. We could get into a very, I mean, it's already a dangerous situation, but much more so in a very short order. And U.S. troops there in that region, and now with the situation, Romania could be at issue, Poland. This is serious stuff, folks, and we got to be very cautious. And I'm just not convinced that the United States has a coherent plan on any of this. But you know what? At least we get to talk about it on this broadcast and have those views aired. Now, I want to say this as we get to the end of the program here, folks. We are in the last few days of our matching challenge campaign at the ACLJ. And we have been fighting for free speech for 4 decades, and that fight's about to get more intense. And we've got some major, major initiatives that we're dealing with right now at the ACLJ that are significant. Your support of the ACLJ is really critical, and especially in these matching challenge days, because whatever you donate, we're getting a matching gift for. So, Jordan, we want to encourage people right now to become part of that team. It's very, very important, folks, that we end this month, because this sets our budgets for the next couple more months. We need to know where we stand financially. Your support makes a huge difference.
Yep, and we got our matching challenge until the end of the month. And you are the group that triggers those matches. And by your taking action and making the donation, that's what triggers the group of donors that have said that they will match those donations. So they don't take action until you take the first step in making that donation online. So it's whether you are a longtime supporter of the ACLJ or this will be your first donation. It's the best time to do it because you're doubling your impact. We're not playing those goofy games like you see 7 times match. This is if you donate, you know, $40 online. We got a match for $40, so it's like $80 for us. A very simple matching challenge. What you're going to be charged on your credit card is $40, but that then triggers the matching donation from our group of donors. So I want you to take part in it. Support us at ACLJ.org. Donate today, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at ACLJ.org.